Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous discussion of the Rambam in Hilchos Isurei Bia, where he says that if you have a medina where there's a shifchar and akum there, that there's a maidservant or a Gentile woman who are able to give birth and you found a child, so then this child is going to be a suffolk, and if the child gets married, then his wife is going to be a suffolk ashes. If someone has beer with his wife, pater shein hargamal a suffolk, chen yirali shashtugi shenasa isha shavshi erbalov, pray suffolk ashes, shein kedushin tofsin barayas. So if you have a child, you don't know the status of the child, and he marries a woman who might be an erva, so now she's only a suffolk eshes ish, because you don't know this child. You don't know where this child comes from. So maybe this woman he's married to is an erva. So maybe he's not really married to her, because ain kedushin tofsin barayis. So since she's only a suffolk eshes ish, someone has to be with her, you don't kill that person. The Raiva jumps in the Rambam and he says, what are you talking about? Ocha medini nefasha sachar rov. That bothered the Ravid. It also bothered the Ravid that if you find a child and it's Rov Yisrael, there are mostly Jews there, someone who kills this child is not going to be killed because of him, because maybe the child is a Gentile. And the Ravid's bothered. What do you mean? Ocha medina nefasha sachar rov. You see in the Gemara. So therefore, Rov Yisrael, you should be able to kill. If the child is found and there was Rov Yisrael, you have to assume it's Yisrael, and then someone who kills him is going to be Chayav Misa. So that was bothering the Rav. Magad Mishnah says, the reason of the Rambam is, Shavu Rov Yisrael, lo amrinin in Rov Yisrael, Yisrael, Arog al Kedushav. Why, if it's Rov Yisrael, do we not say that when he's Mekadesh and Isha, the Rambam holds that if it's mostly Jews, as long as... And this, you find a child and you don't know the status of the child, whether he's Jewish or not, and then he's Mekadesh and Isha, you say that the woman that he was Mekadesh is only Suffolk Eshes Ish. So why is that? Why is she only, if it's Rov Yisrael, then assume that he's Yisrael and she's a Vadei Eshes Ish. Why do you say, even if there's a Miut of Goyim, then she's only a Suffolk Eshes Ish? Why don't we go after the Rov? So the Magid Mishnah said, he's the Gabbai Yuchsin, we say you don't go after the Rov. The rabbi said, Ma'al also be Yuchsin, or Machmir the Gabbai Yuchsin, not to follow a Rov. When it comes to the purifying genealogy, the rabbis are Machmir. When it comes to Yuchsin, we find in the Gemara, Ma'al also be Yuchsin. The rabbis are very careful about Yichus, very strict about Yichus. So here also, says the Magid Mishnah, L'Aragas HaNefesh Al Kedusha B'lo Kol Shekein. Certainly, to kill somebody who might be a goy, or to kill somebody who is Mekadesh and Isha, and this person might be a goy, and therefore he's not really Mekudeshes, certainly you're not going to execute this person who sleeps with this Suffolk Eshes Ish. For Bia Rabbeinu, Shein Kedusha V'Adoin, El Suffolk, it's only a Suffolk, V'en Hargam El Suffolk. That's what the Magad Mishnah says. We better understand, what does my loss of Yuchsin have to do with the prostitute in China? My loss of Yuchsin is a din in Yichus Kohanim. That in order to be preserved, the pure Yichus, they're choshish even in Sveikus, then normally you wouldn't be Machmir. For example, if you have a single woman, why is Yichud? So Rabbi Yeshua says, she's usher to a coin. I ain't osim ala Yichud. The Gemara says, my loss of Yuchsin. My loss of Yuchsin. So you assume that she had improper relations, and now she's going to be usher to a coin. You assume she's a Zona, and now she's going to be usher to a coin. Because of my loss of Yuchsin, what does that have to do with Holchin, Medina, Nefash, Sachar, Harov? What does it have to do with when a case when a person is almost definitely a Jew and he's Mekadesh and Isha, that the Rambam says that if someone has beer with her, you don't kill this person. Why not? You have a robe. What does my loss of Yochsan have to do with anything? That was what we asked in the previous year. So now we're going to explain based on the Sefer Abba Sevram of Rav Avraham Koltanovsky, Zecher Tzaddik Livracha, that since Mishum Maila Asu B'Yuchsin, the rabbis made a gzeira that we don't follow the Rov, that even if the Rov are ksherim, we don't follow the Rov. So what does that tell us? That tells us that this Rov is not a Vadai. Because if it was a Vadai, the rabbis wouldn't have been kosher. It must be this Rov is not a Vadai. So therefore, even though normally we follow roves, normally we're a religion of roves, we follow roves. But in this particular case, when you have ma'ilasu biyuchsin, when you want to keep the yichus of the kahuna pure, even though you have a rov on your side, this woman was Misyachid, and we're going to answer her. Even though we have a robe that she's kosher, it must be that the reason is because of the fact that it's not a vadai. Because if it were a vadai, then we wouldn't ask her. So this rove is a probable, but it's not a vadai. The moment you establish that a rove that's in front of us, a ruvadisa kaman, that the miut is also in front of us, it's not just a statistical rove, but it's not a svara rove, but it's a, the rove is in front of us, that the majority of people in front of us are kosher and the minority are not. Nevertheless, your machmir must be that it's not mitaris vadai. So if that's the case, then the same thing, when you find a child, you don't know if he's a Jew or a guy, and then afterwards he's Mekadish and Isha. So what do we say? We say, Maila Asu B'Yuchsin. There we don't say Maila Asu B'Yuchsin. There we say, we don't follow the robe. And when he's Mekadish and Isha, you say, maybe he's a guy. Why? You go after the Nefashu Sachar robe. The answer is, since the robe is an Avada, you can only kill if there's a Avada. So how are you going to kill this person who is Baal Ishto? And you don't know for sure that he's Jewish. Since you don't know for sure that he's Jewish, Mela, what do we say? We say that we can't kill. That's how the Magid Mishnah explains the Rambam. That's the Magid Mishnah. And that's based on what we said in the previous year, that the sheet of the Rambam is that Ruba the Lesser Kaman is Mitaras Vahadai, but Ruba the Issa Kaman is only Mitaras Safek. Yes, you can follow the robe, there is a custom to follow the robe, but you're only following the robe Misafek, you're still not sure. Not a vadai. Since it's not a vadai, you can't kill. You can only kill if you have a vadai. Not that we find in Sanhedrin that we file the rov even to kill. That's a different vort. There it's a rov of the lesser kaman. There it's a statistical rov. There it's a rov al pi svara. When you're talking about svara, that's a vadai. There you can kill. But now when it comes to rov of the isa kaman. We can also understand the taz that we quoted in the previous year. Why isn't the grove good? The canon in Yuchsim, the din of Fashus, Mishum, the canon mute, the Faneno, Viesh Lachuch Ktsas, of the Rove, the Chulin, the Mahani, the din of Fashus, and the Hustin in a mute, the Faneno. So, that's exactly what we've been saying. When it comes to Aruba, the Issa Kaman, so, just like it's Porish, you can't say call the Porish Ruba Porish, it's a Vadai. Just like it was parish from the rov, maybe it was parish from the miut. I don't know if it was parish from the rov or the miut. Your mamish don't know. So since you don't know, you can't say it's mitaras vada. The Torah tells you to file the rov, but not enough to kill somebody because it's still suffering. Only so therefore, since it's lefanenu, he says yesh lachush ksas rov de chulin. So when we talk about the rov that the Gemara in Chulin is talking about, like for example, let's say you say that. Rov people aren't shreifus. So when someone kills somebody else, they give me mechayiv and misai, maybe the person he kills is shreifa. The answer is, Ruba the Lesser, come on, that rov people aren't shreifus. So that's mitaras vadai, that you assume he's not a shreifa. Or that someone's father is his father. How do you know that someone's father is really his father? It's only mitaras rov. Because rov bilo sachar abal, and then there's no, like we discussed in previous shurim, there's no There's no Vadei Kol. There's no definite Jews because every Jew is a Suffolk Mamzer because we only know Mitarais Rov that his mother was with his father. Teretz is that that Rov is Mitarais Vadei. It is called Vadei because that's a Ruvah de Lesser Kaman that most Bias are Achar about. It's not right in front of us, this Rov, but it's a Ruvah de Lesser Kaman. And therefore such a Rov is Mitarais Vadei. That's the Chiluk of the Sheif Shmaitza between Rov of called a parish, which isn't Vadai. Ain't on Misvara, because maybe it was parish from the Miud as well. Ruvah de Lesser Kaman is Misvara, that's Mitarais Vadai. So, Sheif Shmaita wasn't Mivara enough. Why is Ruvah de Lesser Kaman more of a Svara may Ruvah de called a parish? Just like Ruvah de called a parish, it could be it was parish from the Miud. So, to the Rov of Ruvah de Lesser Kaman, it could be it's from the Miud. Maybe lav avifu. What's the chiluk? Aval be'emes, the chiluk b'zes is the Avos Avram called the parish. Kibbe the ishkan miut lefanenu kin shapir a miut oisis safik lachush acharav. Since the when there's a miut in front of us, so this miut creates a safik v'choshesh. Just like it was parish in the rov, maybe it was parish from the miut. We see the miut, but ruvdeles come on, like a nechshash. Maybe it's not your father. There's no miut at all in front of us. There's no reason to be for the suffix even to start. There you can file the rov. There you can file the rov for Taras Vadai. And that's why the Rambam paskins that if a child is found, and then we don't know if he's Jewish or not, even if it's a row of Jews, and he's Makadish and he's only Suffolk Mekudeshes, because called a parish, Meruba parish, you're right, it's probably the row. It's probably Jewish, because most of the people in town are Jewish, but they're also a mute of Goyim in front of us. So maybe the child is a Goy, and his Kedushin is not a Kedushin, and therefore if somebody's Baal Ishto, then the person's not Chayav Misa. So that's all Shitas HaRambam. So Psak HaRambam is Muvan Kimin Chomer. Now it's Mamish Gevaldik B'Shitas HaRambam. It's Miyashiv all the Psakim that we saw in the previous shir. That you have a Medina, that there's a Shifchar and Akum that's re-elelet. So the child is a Suffolk Akum or a Suffolk Eved. And therefore, the married woman he marries is a suffik eshesish v'abalei poter in hargamala suffik is a ruba disa kaman. It's only mitara suffik you can't kill, and also a shtuki shenasa isha. Maybe she's an erva. She's a suffik only a suffik eshesish and kedusha tovs and ras. Even though rov it's not, but you have to follow the miut because the miut lefanenu that is that there is not going to be no kedushin. However, the sheet of the Ravid is not like the Rambam. The Ravid holds that even Ruba de Issa Kaman is Mitaras Vadai. If you have a Rov, you have a Rov. So if you have a city and it's Rov Yisrael, and you find a baby, so then when he's Makadish and Isha, then she's Mekudesh is Mitaras Vadai, Vapa Les Chayav Misa. And Misha Hargo Neragalov, somebody who kills him is killed because of him, according to the Rambam, right? The Rambam Lo Neragalov. Because it's a Dain Mitaras Safik, because you can't follow the Rov here, because it's a Ruvah Disa Kaman. The Ravid holds, even if it's Ruvah Disa Kaman, you go Mitaras Vadai. And therefore, if you find a child and it's Rov Yisrael, someone kills him, Neragalov. Because he's considered Yisrael Mitaras Vadai. Because the Ravid holds that Ruvah Disa Kaman is a rov that works b'taras vadai, not b'taras safik. Rambam holds only Ruvah de Lesser Kaman is b'taras vadai. Ruvah de Issa Kaman is only b'taras safik. Ravid holds no, it's b'taras vadai, and therefore the Ravid argues with the Rambam. And he brings the Gemara in Sanhedrin that says that rov is you can follow rov even din fashas, even though there it's talking about Ruvah de Lesser Kaman. Ravid holds all rov is the b'taras vadai, not only all rovs you can go b'din fashas. You follow the rov in all din fashas. So that's the machlokas between the Ravid and the Rambam. And Tosis also follows the sheep of the Ravid. And maybe if we're Zocha, in the next shir, we will see Shitas HaTosfos. And a lot more to say, obviously. This topic is very, very, very broad, vast. And we should be Zocha to see Mamish Neflos Mitaras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.